It is almost 1 o'clock in the morning at the time of this podcast recording, and it gave me the idea of I see my microphone and recorder sitting on the desk, and it's always sitting there ready. And it just sparked the idea of I should really talk about having a setup. The idea of a setup is, because it's like one of the easiest excuses not to do something is you don't have something ready. And that really comes down to just having a setup. I think that's the most important thing in any type of creative thing is having a setup. For example, if my microphone was in a case, my recorder was in a case, my cord was all wrapped up and everything was put away, one, I wouldn't have even thought about recording this podcast because it wasn't right there for kind of just to catch my eye and to spark this random idea for a podcast. And I would have just went to bed or, whatever. And that goes the same thing with kind of just like daily, your daily activities and what you're up to. And, I always talk about windows of time because that's how my life is. I feel like that's kind of how a lot of people's life are, that you don't have like a full day to just go, be fully creative. I always, kind of like laugh at myself on the inside because I think of myself like, say 2000, 2010. I was shooting a lot of photos and doing that, but like I definitely wasn't doing nearly as much as I could have been because at that time in my life it was just a lot different and I had a lot more a lot more time to create and make things happen. I obviously did a lot still, but I still it was I remember factoring like time with things then. It's really the past 2 years I've really worked on slowing down time, which is weird to say is like because obviously you can't slow down time, but in a way creating more time makes you feel like that. So if you have a setup, if something normally takes you 10, 15, 20 minutes to get ready, and then you have maybe like 20 minutes to do the thing, and then you kind of have to move on to your next responsibility in the day or whatever it is. If you have the setup art there, prepared, ready at all times, and you eliminate that 20 minutes, all of a sudden you have 40 minutes. And then that 40 minutes is going to be fully dedicated to that process. Or if 20 minutes is good, if say if you're doing a podcast and it's you're going to record like a 10, 20 minute podcast, you have an extra 20 minutes. That could be doing whatever. That could be planning your planning out your next thing. That could be just enjoying that extra 20 minutes. That could be doing research on what you're up to. Obviously there's a million things you can do with your own time, but I think that's kind of the main thing. And it's kind of just like it's I think when you're a creative you're in your own world and it's so it's you have to make things easier for yourself. And obviously you can't make like if you're a painter you can't make the process of painting actually easier. You're doing your work, but what you can do is have your supplies at the ready. And that's basically what it's all about, is having what your supplies, no matter what your supplies is, if you're a painter or a photographer, a podcast or whatever you're up to, having it at the ready with your setup is the way to go. And I know a big thing is I don't have space. I don't have a studio. I had a studio. I had a 1 year lease at a studio and it was great. The building was terrible. The floor was like basically like had its own like the floor was like its own living thing. It was the floor was like rising basically as time like I don't know I don't know what it looked like before I went in there, but I know like they put down like a new flooring and but like the floor like day by day would be like have like parts that were higher and like the tile would break apart and it was either really hot or really cold in there. And but I when I think about that studio, I love that time because I seriously spent all the time in that studio. That's why it's like I wish I had that kind of setup at that time, or had what I'm doing right now back then with all the time I had at the studio, and I could just I feel like I could just create endless content there. At the time of the studio, I was shooting mostly skateboarding, and I was doing portraits and that type of thing, and it was a great time. I when I think of the studio, it was good times. But So right now, if I had a studio, I would actually, I think I would just bum myself out. Because if I had a studio, I couldn't be there as much as I want to be. And I wouldn't get as much done at the same time. Because I would all of a sudden make the studio my space to create. And I don't think that would be a setup anymore. That would be a space. I think there's a big difference. Like, yeah, you can have a setup at a space, and that's kind of what I'm saying. If you have the time to be at a studio and have your setup be there, then fantastic. That's I would love to have that. I feel like I'm gonna have that at some point in my life, maybe, but I'm not too sure at the same time. When I think of having a studio now, I feel like, I would almost rather. Yeah, it's hard. I haven't really thought about that. I guess now I'm just thinking about it as I'm doing this podcast of like what I would really want to do. It would be later in life. That's basically where I'm going to end that. Maybe I'll think about that a little bit more and talk about another podcast of my ideal studio and how and when. But it would be, you know, later in life, basically like retiring age. And I think I'd just kind of make it my shrine, which I've always wanted to just kind of, I've learned even back when I had the studio that it's great to have that space. And if you can be in that space all the time, like obviously each person has their own life and what they're doing and how they manage their responsibilities and what they have to do. The way my life is just not having a studio to be in there every day and all day. And like, it's just, I couldn't make it happen. So I'd be bummed out because I wouldn't have a setup. It would just be at a space, you know? And so anyways, to kind of gather back, you know, if you're in that position where, you know, you don't have a studio, you know, most of us don't. So, the best thing to do is to dedicate a corner, any freaking corner, any corner where you're at, whether you're, you know, if you own a house or if you're at an apartment or if you're at your parents' house or wherever the heck you're living, your friend's house, any corner of anywhere, your bedroom, living room, extra room, whatever room, garage is have just a dedicated spot. And it could be a desk in a corner and your desk has your setup there ready for you anytime you're ready. Like this, my podcast stuff since I rebranded to Beast Media Podcast, always plugged in, always ready to go. It's always out. It's not put away in a bag. Only time I have put in a bag is when I knew I was going to record a podcast in my car later in that day. So that was, obviously there's, you know, stuff if you're traveling with it, but and that's a whole nother thing is if you're traveling, you have to be hyper aware of how you have to know yourself with how you would react to things. Like if like setting everything up all together is kind of like annoying to you, then you kind of need it all set up in your bag. Like I can put all this podcast stuff plugged in ready to go in my bag if I, you know, I think what I did last time is I just literally just unplugged the things. All I had to do is just plug it in later. I didn't really put them all in separate cases. I just tossed the stuff in there and I was good to go. Anyways, that's kind of going somewhere else with that. But I think the important thing is just, you know, having your corner, or if you have a full room, that's even better. That's a goal of mine is having a full room. That's my, like, cause I'm already in a bubble. You know, I'm always just like in my own world and I'm, you know, B. Smitty is like my thing. And that's my, you know, that's, I mean, I'm in my own thing, you know, in my own world, I have my own style and I just act on that. And so I have little pockets of, you know, my setups. So like my podcast is always ready. I have a dedicated spot for all storage, hard drives, and it's plugged in, ready to go. If I need to do any type of, if I need to look up files, if I need to do any type of management and organizing my files, that's always ready to go. I have a whole, so I basically have one big desk. My purpose of getting, because I knew I was going to dedicate a corner to a desk, and I wanted to get like a desk that's like really deep so I can fit a lot of things. Like I can put things behind things so it's just easy to grab. So I have a thing that's ready for cleaning lenses. That's always right there. So if I'm going to go shoot, I take my lens cap off. Oh, okay, I need to clean it real quick. And then it's there. It's not packed away somewhere where I just, like, don't ever clean my lens or it's just, like, one of those things. I have obviously batteries and stuff like that, that stuff always on a charger somewhere ready to go. So you don't have to ever worry about dead batteries. You always have one on a charger. I have them on multiple chargers, just so that's always ready. Obviously, like printers, there's, you know, if I'm like, oh, I want to, you know, make some prints, or if I sell some prints, or if I'm doing whatever, that's all right there. It's not like a whole process to get things going. It's to cut out all that time, because all those little things, you know, amasses so much time. And with me, you know, I'm always having these windows of time. So whatever I can do to maximize it, obviously it keeps me creative, keeps me happy that I'm just doing my work and I'm in my creative process. Because me, like, getting this whole thing all, you know, say if I needed to get all the wires out, set things up and put things on stands and do all this stuff all the time, like, I could see where that's just like if you, that's the crazy thing, you know, even if it is, you know, 15 minutes, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it really is, especially if you can just sit down and really get creative right away. You know, you're not like wasting time. And with me, like, you know, you can get a phone call, or, you know, if I have a half hour, you know, I'm real excited to kind of just jam out for a half hour. Then you get a phone call, and like, so it's like, you know, whatever time you can create is to me is like a huge bonus. And that's why there's days where I just stay up late too to create more time. I wake up earlier some days to create more time. There's obviously that. I think that's the most easiest way to create time. But I also think having that setup, that's even when it's more important. Because like with me, at least, when it's late at night, I feel like I can be more creative easily in the morning, but I'm not the best morning person because I can't get to sleep. So it's like this weird thing. I can't get myself to fall asleep because my brain's always going. But I'm not as productive at, like, you know, midnight or something like that. But, like, you know, something like this, you know, I just, like, oh, you know, I'm just going to hop on this podcast. You know, it's, like, almost 1 in the morning right now. So you know, it's those things where I don't know if it's where I'm less creative. I obviously just have more energy because I've slept and I'm up. Maybe that's kind of, it's more of, like, a mental thing. But as I was going to say, like, to me, that's the number way to do it. You know, I know I said it before. If you're really thinking you have no time, the best thing, you know, instead of sleeping 8 hours, you sleep seven hours an hour, 6 hours an hour. It's that simple. You know, obviously we all have our own things. We all are tired. We all have headaches. We all do this. But we can always do something to kind of create more time. To get back to that again, if it's late and you're just like, you know, like, oh man, like I'm kind of just like, don't want to have to do a lot of stuff because you're tired, but you know that's like what you need to do. That's where it's absolutely perfect to have a setup, because 11 o'clock at night after you had a long day at work, and you know, if you have kids, you know, raising your kids and all that kind of stuff like that, like you don't want to have to like get things all together, you know, take, you know, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is to get things going at 11 o'clock at night. Like you just want to sit down, get to work, make things happen. And you know, I think that's kind of where it all, you know, circles back to, is just making it fun and kind of just getting rid of all that weird stuff. Like me, I have tripods full extended. I have lights sitting in the same spot. If I need the lights, they're on stands, they're ready to go. And then same thing with, like, it's weird, like little things, like having things plugged in. Like, so if you have like things that are like unplugged all the time that you need to like switch plugs, like get a proper, like, extension cord outlet thing, you know, where you can just have everything plugged in, where you can just flip a switch. All this stuff is like, it's all super simple, but like once it's all, you know, add all these little things up, that's kind of sometimes the things that like will cripple you to not do something. And that's how it was for me. And that's why I've kind of thought of these things of like having things always ready. And it's even like my one video I made about I like to do watercolor painting. I made a video about it. Like I literally have it all in a box ready to go. And then I have bigger paper right at my desk if I wanted to do watercolors on bigger paper. So like right now, if I wanted to do watercolor paint, I literally walk over to that chair, open the box, I'm good to go. And it's, you know, it's not like I have paints in one thing and I have this and another thing and that and another thing and my papers and over there. And, you know, it's literally me go sit in a chair, open the lid of that box and everything is right there. And so it's like, it's almost just like fine tuning all your little things that, you know, take time. And that's the same thing with like chargers, you know, always, like, you know, there's different outlets in the house. There's chargers around my house even, you know, cause you know, that's just another way I do it. It's like when I get home, I'll take battery out of camera and just put it right in that thing and switch in there. And then I know I always have a fully charged battery. So I don't even think about having, like, I don't even think about my batteries. Like, it's all those things. It just makes your creative process just about that. Like, you don't have to worry about getting ready for the creative process. You're just right in it. And I think on that, I think that's a good way to end it. Just kind of going over, your process and creating, creating your setup, and it could be multiple setups. That's definitely what I have. I have multiple setups. Every little, spot I have and everything I'm always doing, whether it's, my website or these podcasts or photos or whatever it is, all of those things are all at the ready for me. And I think that's kind of the best way to do it, in my opinion, as always. Check me out on Instagram. My handle is beastmedia.com. It's all spelled out. It's also my Twitter name. I've been a little bit more active on Twitter lately. Kind of enjoying it again. It's been fun. It's a lot of fun. I like Twitter. Not many people around me use Twitter. So it's more of just like my own little random thoughts and random things I'm thinking about. And it's just a fun little platform just to get weird on. And so YouTube, I've caught up quite a bit of the podcast episodes on YouTube if you want to watch them on there as well. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/beastmitty. I think I have 28 episodes on it right now, and this is episode 30. So I might have, the next couple episodes on there here in the next day or so. I'm going to try to keep them more caught up. They'll definitely always come here first. This is onto the Apple Podcast, and then it's usually about a couple of days or so. I kind of got caught way behind there. And that will happen because it's a whole nother thing. But again, thanks for listening. Hit me up on those social platforms. It's easy to find me as well on beastmedia.com. If you go on your phone on the top, there's all my links to social platforms up there. So check me out, and thanks for listening. I'll talk to you guys soon.